Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Chris Herbert, founder and CMO of MI6, and welcome to this episode of the B2B Specialists. Today's show is an interview with John Ferrara, the founder and CEO of Nimble. Nimble is a new social relationship management platform that provides you with a universal view of all your contacts, communications from email, IM, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. It's a pretty amazing tool. But it's much more than that. So I thought I'd get straight into a conversation with the actual guy that founded Nimble to learn more about Nimble. So welcome to the show, John.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here with you today.
Yeah, it's great. So before we talk about Nimble, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself? You've been in the CRM space for some time, haven't you?
Well, you know, Chris, I think I've been in the CRM space before there was a CRM space. Back when I started my first company, Goldmine, there wasn't even a term SFA or CRM, and we were all running around on paper-based daytimers and communicating with pink while you were out slips, and I got introduced to relationship management when I was a kid on my dad's car lot, and I've been in relationships all my life, and so I created my first company, Goldmine, because I had a need, and I think the best products come from your own need because you're passionate about it and you understand the problem. And my problem was is I recognized that people don't work in a vacuum. They work as part of a larger team, and everybody in the team touches the customer. And I recognized what my team needed was a tool that enabled all of us to communicate and collaborate, to tie that communication and collaboration back to who we're talking about, our customer, to be able to manage communication with the customer, to do top-of-mind marketing with the customer, and to manage the resulting business pipeline that occurred from those interactions. Little did I know that that revelation would be the roots and pioneering effort that resulted in Goldmine, which essentially helped create the whole SFA and CRM marketplace some 20-odd years ago.
But something happened. I know that you sold it, and you were out of the scene for a while, and then all of a sudden you're back in the scene. So what prompted you to get back into CRM, and maybe it's no longer CRM, maybe it's more than that?
Well, I think CRM is a term that defines a product that is more of a management tool, and it's really less about relationships. And I've always been about relationships. I think that if you can create a tool that empowers individuals to be successful and functional, that they can live and work in and empowers them to be successful, then you would actually get real analytics off of it, and you can keep your finger on the pulse of the business. And today, when I look at CRM platforms, I really see them as big brother. And most salespeople don't even use the CRM system. They live in Outlook or Address Book or Google Contacts, and they feed the CRM system the night before the reports are run, so they don't get in trouble with management. And therefore, the information in there is not the information you really want. And the information you really want is the activities and the communications that the people are doing, and that is essentially what's going on out in today in email and Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And so what drove me to get back in the relationship management market was, again, my own need, because ultimately that's what drives people is their own problems. And I saw a problem in this, is that our contacts and the way we communicate with people are scattered all over the place. Our contacts are in Outlook, Address Book, Google Contacts, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and our phone. We communicate via IM, text message, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Skype, and email. Funny thing is, Chris, none of these things are connected to each other. It's hard to know what you said or to whom or what your team member has said. And frankly, I couldn't work that way anymore. And so I got back in the marketplace and I created Nimble. And the idea behind Nimble is it combines your contacts, your calendar, your communications, and your social streams, and brings in into one single place from all the disparate places all those contacts and communications and activities, and gives you a simple web-based solution for you or your team to manage it.
And you've positioned Nimble as a social management platform. So in essence, that's what you mean by bringing all of these different, in the past, disparate ways to communicate and connect together under one roof, so to speak. Is that an accurate reflection of what you mean by social management platform?
Well, I kind of call it a social relationship platform. Some people call it social business. Some people call it social CRM. But ultimately, it is a relationship platform. And that's what I think that the CRM systems have gotten away from. If you go back to the early roots of Goldmine and why people loved contact management is that it actually helped them to manage the people, the activities, and the communications that they were doing on a daily basis in an easy way. And so what I did with Nimble is I took that to the next level by integrating the direct and indirect social streams and other means of connecting and communicating and into the contact record. So when you bring up a contact record, you could see not just who that person is, but how you're connected to them, look at their social background, see what direct communication or indirect communication you or your team members have had, and all activities. Because ultimately, Chris, I believe that life is social. Business is social. People buy from people they like, and they like people who know them. And you can't know people without looking at their walls. In the old days, we used to go into people's offices to get to know them. We'd go in there and sit down. We'd look at the pictures of their vacations, the books they read, the degree of the school they went to, the knickknacks they collect. Why? Because we wanted to get to know them. Why? Because we wanted to build a connection with them. So what do? You share the things you have in common. That leads to intimacy and trust, which leads to them opening up to you about their business issues, which as a professional, you have an opportunity to solve. Today, we're doing more and more of that electronically, and I designed Nimble to just help you do that better, because I don't think that most people out there outside of the social tech Kool-Aid drinking coast truly get what social is. Most people think that social is something you do at church or at a dance, or if they're smart enough to know that social means social media, most people think that that Facebook is a place to hook up with their high school sweetheart, LinkedIn's a place to get a job, and Twitter's a place where a bunch of propeller heads tell each other when they're going to the bathroom. And, you know, I understand those stereotypes, and there's some truth to them, but the reality is that social media is akin to the next industrial revolution. It is changing the way we work and play, and the companies that get that today will be with us tomorrow, and frankly, the companies that don't, they won't. And I just think it's terribly hard for people to manage all those different tabs in their browsers to try to figure out what the social stuff is and how to leverage it and how to use it. And people try to do it in Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And then they get a hold of that and they get a little bit of that. And then they graduate into a Hootsuite, TweetDeck, or Sesmic to consolidate that social browsing. And then if they're really fancy and they can afford $100,000 a year, they use Radiant 6, Jive, or Lithium. But ultimately, the problem is none of these social listening platforms or tools tie back to who you listen about, the customer, the contact, the relationships. And that's what we're doing with Nimble, is pulling it all together.
Well, I love the Twitter analogy. Oh, that's funny. So let's look under the hood a bit. So let's talk a little bit about what is Nimble, what do you offer today through Nimble, and how much does it cost? And who's the product best suited for?
Okay, those are all great questions. So we're targeting business professionals, people who individuals and teams who desire to attract and retain customers, to build deep and trusting relationships with their constituency. And those are all big words, but the bottom line is we're a relationship tool. And what we provide is a platform that's free for individuals, or as a team, you can pay $10 per user per month for our starter version. And what that will provide you with is a platform that you can map into where all your contacts are today. Where are people's contacts? A lot of them are in Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Google contacts. They're in Outlook or Exchange. And we facilitate the migration of that data into a single platform. We tie the direct communication and the indirect social streams and your activities into one single place. So then what you have is you have a cloud-based solution for you and your team to manage their contacts, the communications, the activities, the social listening and engagement, so you don't have to go to six different applications and tabs to do all that. That's the beginning. But the thing is, Chris, is that Nimble is actually a platform. Nimble will provide a foundation for you to either extend using our API to integrate it into your existing business solutions, or you can there'll be an app store where other people will develop integration that will allow you to map into things that you need to do with your business, because ultimately your relationships are the core, the cornerstone of your business, and they need to integrate into the back office, the accounting, the marketing, the drip marketing stuff, whether it's MailChimp, et cetera, and your analytics. There's a lot of different areas that a business needs to tie their relationships and communications into. And so we'll have that. And then on top of that, we'll give you the basic ability to do sales and marketing. What does that mean? That means that Nimble will have extensions and options that will be a little bit more money, like $20 per user per month. That'll allow you to do web data capture off your website, so you can capture leads. They'll go into Nimble. You'll be able to assign them to marketing tracks, so you can do nurture marketing and drip marketing with those customers. And then as those customers turn into a higher level of a prospect where they're actually considering purchasing from your company, you'll be able to create sales opportunities, forecasts of sale events that you'll then be able to manage a pipeline and do analytics to keep your finger on the pulse of the business, so you can get an idea if your company is going to meet its revenue targets. And then you'll be able to run analytics that will show you what your return on investment was for different marketing efforts, so you can know what's working and not working, and so you can put more money into growing your business. And today you could do a lot of that by patching together large, expensive, complex tools. And what we're trying to do is to target small businesses and empower them to do what big businesses have been doing for quite some time, just without all the costs and complexities.
Well, that's great. I mean, I was fortunate enough to be a private beta customer, and now I know you're a public beta, which is great. You've made the big leap to the public beta now, and I can tell you that over the past 6 months of using it, Nimble has made it a lot easier for me to make meaningful connections with people and to remember a lot of the things that we talked about, which is really important. And the other thing that I get a tremendous value out of Nimble so far is if I meet somebody and I put in their first and last name and company, Nimble, more often than not, will go out and find all of their social media outposts and say, hey, this person has a Twitter account, this person is on LinkedIn, would you like to add them to their profile? And that's really powerful because it tells me that they like to communicate in other ways. And that they're available to communicate in those ways, which is fantastic. So right now, the contacts, I don't think you call it the contacts module, but it's basically, is it a contacts module to start? And that's the free version per individual. And then if you want to add team members to it so that you can collaborate internally with each other, it's $10 a month per user. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. So there's a Nimble contact version, and that's free. And that's available today in an open beta. And that should probably be out of open beta in the next couple of weeks. It's pretty solid. Then we have a beta right now of Nimble Team. And anybody out there who's using Nimble Contact today can sign up for Nimble Team. And they could start working together collaboratively, so a group of people can interact with their contacts together simultaneously, so that you could delegate activities and see communications that each of you have done. What we haven't added to the Nimble Team version is the privacy and security, which we will be adding before we release it to a public beta. And then that product is $10 per user per month. And then the next level of Nimble will add sales and opportunity management and nurture marketing.
Oh, that's great. Now, there might be some folks who would like to know about where the information is stored, that sort of thing. Can you talk a bit about that? And then also around the support piece, I think you're really ramping up well with key people who act as support. If I've got an issue or something like that, you've got a great online resource for help. Do you want to talk quickly about security of data? And then
sure.
Support as people use it.
Sure. So So I think our contacts are some of the most valuable things that we have. And when we want to make sure that they're entrusted to a place that that they will be available and secure. And so we take that very seriously and use the same technology that banks use to secure that data. And we ensure that to have a high availability of uptime. So we're using the latest technology to secure data and to have high uptime. Nimble is hosted in the Amazon cloud, which is a great environment to host an application in. Rather than going out and building our own data centers, which I'll tell you a story, even Facebook today regrets building a data center, and they feel like they could have leveraged an existing cloud to be more efficient. And so we're hosting the Amazon cloud. We have multiple locations that we host Nimble in, so we host it as close to the users as possible, and we ensure that that data is secure and encrypted. In fact, each instance of Nimble is individually encrypted and secured. There's no way to even look at the data in any way. So we ensure that there's privacy, and we don't use the data for anything. The data is essentially belongs to the people who put the data in there.
Mm-hmm. And on the support side, you've got a I think you call them community managers or something like that.
So let's talk about support. We, in the old days, used to have call centers and people paid for support. And I think more and more people are feeling more comfortable with using communities and forums and email for support. And we strive to provide that level of support directly to our customers. And I think we've been doing a pretty good job of it. But one of the things that I really envision with Nimble that's going to make it unique is as a cloud solution, rather than us trying to sell and deliver and manage the customers directly, I really believe that one of the things I learned in my old days at Goldmine is that people like to buy from – they like to buy affordable solutions from local partners who know them and who can facilitate them. Chris, I don't care how easy you make any platform – most business people are so busy doing whatever it took to get into business, to stay in business, that they don't have time to step outside their business and look at their processes and look at the opportunities and to go out and get a solution, configure it, and train their team and leverage it as much as possible to get the most out of it. I mean, you start talking to business people about SEO and web marketing and sales forecasting and training people to leverage social media and social business and to listen, engage, and community manage and all that stuff, they get overwhelmed really quickly. And I think there's a huge opportunity out there for people who consult in sales and marketing and customer service and social media and social business and SEO and web design to leverage a product like Nimble as a tool to empower their customers to be more successful in doing each and every one of those segments, critical segments of business. So we are working with local professionals in the communities to first get them up and running on Nimble, to empower them to be more successful, because people sell what they know and they know what they use. And then once these consultants get proficient with Nimble, we're empowering them to support our customers, whereby they will be able to go in and sell additional consulting services to empower our customers to be more successful. That doesn't mean that our customers are forced to buy Nimble or to buy services through these consultants, but I do believe by having a multitude of professionals providing a variety of services, all adding value to Nimble, I think we can create a community of support whereby online I envision a community where peers support each other. Imagine this, Chris. There's a manager out there in technology sales who's customized Nimble to be efficient for his business practice. And he goes up onto the community forum and he hits a button and saves his customization into the Nimble App Store and shares that with other users out of the goodness of his heart and shares some ideas. They start sharing business practices between each other. And other users will star and attaboy that person and they get in conversations. Because, you know, people really do love to help each other. So there'll be peers, business professionals that just help each other because they love to do it and they want to share knowledge of how to be successful. And then there'll be consultants who go in there and help for free to a certain extent, and then they charge for the rest of it because they want to develop relationships with the community. So I envision a strong community of people supporting themselves for free and for charge in order to develop new business opportunities and relationships. And that will be an additional level of support that will be provided in addition to what we're doing ourselves at Nimble through our community and help desk team that we're directly engaging the customer. Make sense?
Well, that's great. Yeah, it does make sense. And I'm starting to see that already as a partner. I'm seeing conversations starting already amongst folks and people actually helping solve each other's problems and giving people ideas. So it's already starting to take root. It's just started, but there is a root. You know, it's already starting to take root. So that's great. Can you talk a little bit about some of the customers that are using it? Have you come across some customers that are using it, and what are you learning from them in terms of how they're benefiting from its use to date? Can you give us some examples?
You bet. I love user stories, Chris, because it helps us grow, and we're constantly out there engaging our customers, listening to their stories about how they're being successful and also where they're cutting their hands on the sharp edges of our product, and we're consistently pouring that back into our platform. And what we're hearing from our users is that they're amazed at the view of their customers and prospects that they're able to garner from Nimble. Imagine in the old days, you'd go into your inbox of your email, and you'd see an email, but you don't even remember who that person was, let alone what you said to them the last time. And today, there are plugins in some email systems that will give you some social graph of that person, but it doesn't give you the communications that you've had with that person the last time, let alone the communications your team member has had or the activities that are pending or completed for that person. So there's limited views. And the old model of contacts that you had in Outlook, Address Book, and Google Contacts is that was your calendar, your communications, and your contacts are three different applications, and you can't see from the contact the communications and the activities that are pending and completed, nor can you see from the calendar who that person is or from the email who that person is and jump between each of those three different sections. Funny thing is, Chris, 20 years ago, Goldmine did all that, and the companies that emulated Goldmine today, and I won't name names, but these big CRM systems don't even do a good job of that today. And so what I'm hearing from the users is that they're amazed at the ability to look at a contact, to see what's pending, who's going to do it, what's been done, who's done it, and all communications thereof, and to interact with all that, and to be able to see the social connections that are there or available to them for that contact and see who that contact is talking to and connecting to and to build the connections from there. Because you know what, Chris? People talk to people like them. So if I'm trying to connect to CEOs of manufacturing companies in my area, if I build a relationship with one of them through social media, you could see their peers and you could start leveraging that person's, the relationship you have with that one CEO, with the other CEOs. And it's hard to see that with most social media or listening platform. Nimble magically makes it all easier. And that's what the biggest thing I'm hearing from the customers is that they're loving the ability to surf their social relationships, to see the interconnections, to have a 360-degree view that they never imagined, and it's changing the way they work.
That's great. One thing that I've noticed is the amount of discovery that happens now. Like I was saying earlier, when I enter in a person's name and their company, Nimble will go out and search and find their social connections, their social outposts, their mm-hmm. accounts, which is really important. Otherwise, I'd have to search on Google, search on LinkedIn, search on Twitter. You know, it would take more time, but it goes and does that for me, and it does it more often than not. It finds the right profile. If it doesn't, then it tells me that they might not be as socially engaged as other people. as well. So to me, I try to target people who are already involved in social media because it's easier to connect with them. They tend to be a little more responsive. So that's what I've learned so far. And then it's a very great tool for rediscovering conversations you've had in the past. Because if you're, you know, because all the streams are under one profile. So I said, oh, yeah, I remember I had a Twitter exchange with Bob 2 months ago about an opportunity. Forgot about that. So it really, really, you'd rediscover what happened really easily, which is really important to me. So yeah. We got about a couple more minutes left before the interview's over. Let's talk a bit about what's next. I know you talked about the marketing automation and the sales forecasting opportunity management. Any ideas on when you're going to roll that out, and would you roll it out as a beta first, that sort of thing? And then the last question, John. Sorry, the last question is just can people still sign up for your open beta today?
Well, let's start with the last question first, because I don't want to leave anybody out. If you go to www.nimble.com, that's like Jack B. Nimble, N-I-M-B-L-E, you can sign up today, and you'll probably get a login ID within 24 hours, most of the time at the end of the day. So it's easy to sign up today. In answer to your question, where we're going with the product tomorrow, what do I envision? You know, what we've done so far is almost like putting a man on the moon. No one's ever done this. Built a product that integrates contact calendar, communication, social listening engagement, and collaboration into one single platform. If you wanted to do what we're doing today, you'd have to go out and strap together something like Salesforce, Hootsuite, and Yammer. And I'm not saying that we have all the functionality of all those products, but that is the core of what we've done so far, and it's exciting to see the early days of the promise of all that. But once you've pulled together contacts, calendar, communication, direct and indirect social communications and streams, you have an ability to see things and infer things and to understand people in ways you could never think possible. Imagine this, Chris. You go to my social stream and you go into my Facebook background, my LinkedIn background, and my Twitter background, and you spend a half hour reading through all of that. Are you going to get to know me better?
Not really.
I think you could.
You could get to know my
likes and my dislikes, what food I like, what music I like, what my politics are, what my religion is. In many cases, you can get to know me better than maybe I know myself. But, you know, that's kind of hard to do that. In most cases, you can't do that because most platforms, you have to go to three or four different places to do that. Imagine if you could do that electronically. If you could go and sense somebody's mood electronically. And you know what? You can do that if you look at the stream and you read people's stuff. But it's too hard to do that. What I want to do is I want to do that electronically. In addition, you know, you were talking before about catching up with people that you might have missed or forgotten. You know, we all know about the needle in the haystack. We all know that we forget and miss people. And there's a lady named Mae West who I love her quotes. She had this one that I always love to share. Out of sight is out of mind, and out of mind is out of money, honey. And the whole idea about business is keeping top of mind, because you never know when your customer is going to make a buying decision. And the whole idea about Nimble is I want to make it easy for you to stay top of mind in a professional way. But more importantly, you let things fall through the cracks. There's people that you should be staying on top of or staying in contact with that you forget about. And wouldn't it be nice for your relationship platform to not only tell you who your important people are? You shouldn't go out to build a list of the people that are important. Nimble should figure – your platform should figure it out.
John, you're right. And we're running out of time. So this has been fantastic. So – I've got to wrap it up quickly here. So that wraps up this episode of the B2B Specialist. I'd like to thank my guest, Mark Ferrara, for joining us today. Thank you very much, John, for joining us on the B2B Specialist.
Chris, it was a blast. Thank you for inviting me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.